What do you see from Freeman? It seemed like he, you know.
Well, he's been there, you know, 8 days, and everyone knows that the quarterback position is one of the toughest positions. Actually the toughest position to play, just in terms of the preparation that goes into it, decision making, the timing you need to get with the receivers. But I'm a big fan of Josh Freeman. You know, had some epic battles down there in the NFC South for years, and he's shown that he can do it. So at the end of the day, I think if they stick with him, the more time he has to learn the offense, I think he'll get back to that form we know.
You haven't been here for all six of these losses, but what sense of relief do you feel in here from the short time you're here and what you feel right now?
Well, you know, you come into a tough situation where you're expected to do your job. And I want to come in and just do my job, whatever that entails, whatever coach asked me to do, just go out there, do it the best of my ability, and try not to make any mistakes. And it feels good to get back on the right track. This is one of the more talented teams I've ever been a part of, even with all the injuries. And you know what? We've been left for dead, but we still got our heads sticking out of the ground, and that's the truth. So hopefully this is the first of many.
Did you not really surprised they didn't stick with the run more?
Well, when you get behind in the game, that tends to happen. They're actually, their number one personnel is 11 personnel where they're throwing the ball. They've been down in some games, and they have to go away from the run. So we knew going into it, you know, let's make them one-dimensional, let's stop Adrian Peterson, and then it gives our defense a chance to make some plays in the passing game.
But the first half was a three-point game, and they passed twice as much as they gave it to Adrian. I mean, was that because your alignment discouraged them from running?
You know, I don't know what they got pre-snap from us, but I know that we did a great job of containing him early, getting off the field, getting him in third and long, and when that happens, you know, it's hard to convert. Now our D-line can pin their ears back and go get after the quarterback. When we were tight in the back end, made it tough on him.
Man, when you're out there stuffing him like that, he's not used to being contained like that. I mean, this is way, way below, you know, the year for him. Do you get a sense that there's a frustration level, whether it's from him or from the offense? They're sagging a little bit.
You know,
you guys keep stuffing it.
Anytime you're a great player and you're accustomed to certain things happening, it's frustrating. But you know what? He plays every down hard, and he runs every play hard. And you know what? There was one play where he almost got away from me, and I was able to pull him down by his arm. That play would have went for a touchdown, and he would have been right back where he normally is. So people have done a good job of trying to contain him, but all of a sudden he'll rip off a 60, 70-yarder, and, you know, he gets his numbers, and that's a huge play. So, you know, we just contained it. We did it as a team, as a complete group effort on defense.